acuerdo con nosotros. Y tu plan es el Easter Impact. Aprovecha estos días libres y dale un empujoncito a tu inglés con los nuevos programas intensivos de Semana Santa. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Easter Impact. Intensivos de Semana Santa.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Fitz. This is Vaughan Radio, Radio Baugan. And we're going to start today with some indefinite pronouns. Anyone, anybody, somebody, someone, nobody, no one, everybody, everyone. Now, these are synonyms of each other. Anybody, anyone is the same thing. Somebody, someone is the same thing. Nobody, no one is the same thing. Nobody, one word. No one, two words. Everybody, everyone. So, for example, here, I will say to you, do you know anyone who lives in Rome? And I want you to give me a positive answer and a negative answer. So, I'll say, do you know anyone who lives in Rome? First positive, then negative. Yes, I know someone who lives in Rome. Don't forget the third person, S. And no, I don't know anyone who lives in Rome. So positive, I know someone. No, I don't know anyone who lives in Rome. Let's begin. Do you know anyone who lives in Rome? Positive. Yes, I know someone who lives in Rome. I know someone who lives in Rome. Negative. I don't know anyone who lives in Rome. I don't know anyone who lives in Rome. Do you know anyone who is a multimillionaire? Mul, not mull. A multimillionaire. Multimillionaire, multinational. Be careful of this. Do you know anyone who's a multimillionaire? Yes, I know someone who's a multimillionaire. I know someone who is, whose, we contract that, who, apostrophe S. I know someone who's a multimillionaire. Negative. I don't know anyone who's a multimillionaire. I don't know anyone who's a multimillionaire. Do you know anybody who smokes more than two packs of cigarettes a day? Do you know anybody who smokes more than two packs of cigarettes a day? Yes, I know somebody who smokes more than two packs of cigarettes a day. I know somebody who smokes more than two packs of cigarettes a day. Negative. I don't know anybody who smokes more than two packets of cigarettes a day. I don't know anybody who smokes more than two packs or two packets of cigarettes a day. Now, packs in American English, packets in non-American English. Do you know anybody who works at night? Do you know anybody who works at night? Positive. Yes, I know someone who works at night. I know someone who works at night. Negative. I don't know anybody who works at night. I don't know anybody who works at night. Do you know anyone who drinks whiskey every day? Do you know anyone who drinks whiskey every day? Yes, I know someone who drinks whiskey every day. Be careful of the V in every. Yes, I know someone who drinks whiskey every day. No, I don't know anyone who drinks whiskey every day. No, I don't know anyone who drinks whiskey every day. Do you know anyone who owns a bar? It's always good to know somebody who owns a bar. Always good to know somebody who owns a bar, a doctor, a nurse, a policeman or policewoman. These are always good contacts to have. Do you know anyone who owns a bar? Yes, I know someone who owns a bar. Yes, I know someone who owns a bar. No, I don't know anyone who owns a bar. I don't know anyone who owns a bar. Do you know anybody who works in a fashion shop. Fashion. Do you know anybody who works in a fashion shop? Yes, I know somebody who works in a fashion shop. Yes, I know somebody who works in a fashion shop. Negative. No, I don't know anybody who works in a fashion shop. I don't know anybody who works in a fashion shop. Now, we'll take a little time out here. Of course, you can say, I know nobody who works in a fashion shop. Grammatically, it's perfect. But it's more common to say, I don't know anybody. I don't know anyone. Do you know anybody who comes here every Saturday morning? Do you know anybody who comes here every Saturday morning? Yes, I know someone who comes here every Saturday morning. Yes, I know someone who comes here every Saturday morning. No, I don't know anybody who comes here every Saturday morning. I don't know anybody who comes here every Saturday morning. Do you know anybody who flies to Germany often? Strong G with Germany. Do you know anyone who flies to Germany often? Yes, I know someone who flies to Germany often. Yes, I know someone who flies to Germany often. No, I don't know anybody or anyone who flies to Germany often. I don't know anyone who flies to Germany often. Do you know anyone who belongs to a political party? Do you know anyone who belongs to a political party? Yes, I know someone who belongs to a political party. Yes, I know someone who belongs to a political party. Negative. I don't know anyone who belongs to a political party. I don't know anyone who belongs to a political party. Do you know anybody who eats paella every day? Do you know anybody who eats paella every day? Yes, I know someone who eats paella every day. I know someone who eats paella every day. No, I don't know anybody who eats paella every day. I don't know anybody who eats paella every day. Do you know anybody who won the Christmas lottery last year? Make sure you pronounce the T in last year, and year, last year, last year. Do you know anybody who won the Christmas lottery last year? No, I don't know anybody. Sorry, I'll start with the positive. Yes, I know someone or somebody who won the Christmas lottery last year. Yes, I know somebody who won the Christmas lottery last year. Negative. I don't know anybody who won the Christmas lottery last year. I don't know anybody who won the Christmas lottery last year. Do you know anyone who fought in the Second World War? Do you know anyone or anybody who fought in the Second World War? Yes, I know someone who fought in the Second World War. Yes, I know someone who fought in the Second World War. Second World War. Now, world is a hard word to pronounce. The easiest way to pronounce it correctly is to pronounce it with an English accent from the southeast of England, a London accent. World. 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 Do you know anyone who fought in the Second World War? Yes, I know someone who fought in the Second World War. No, I don't know anyone who fought in the Second World War. Do you know anyone who leaves home every day at 4 a.m.? Do you know anyone who leaves home every day at 4 a.m.? Yes, I know someone who leaves home every day at 4 a.m. I know someone who leaves home every day at 4 a.m. No, I don't know anyone who leaves home every day at 4 a.m. All right, let's do a question mix from English O'Clock. Here we go. Where in Spain is Malaga? Where in Spain is Malaga? It's in the south. It's in the south of Spain. Where in relation to Ciudad is Malaga? Where in relation to Ciudad Real is Malaga? Malaga is to the south of Ciudad Real. Malaga is to the south of Ciudad Real. I'm not writing. And you? I'm not writing. And you? Neither am I. Neither am I. Where's Vietnam? Where's Vietnam? Vietnam is in Southeast Asia. Vietnam is in Southeast Asia. Now, Asia, in English, sounds like a person from Argentina saying, Asia, Asia. There you go. Where's Vietnam? It's in Southeast Asia. It's in Southeast Asia. What nationality are people from Italy? not Italy. What nationality are people from Italy? Italy. What nationality are people from Italy? People from Italy are Italian. People from Italy are Italian. Is the Nerbion a long or a short river? Is the Nerbion a long or a short river? It's a short river. It's a short river flowing through one of my favourite parts of Spain, up there in Bilbao. Is Oprah Winfrey tall or short? Is Oprah Winfrey tall or short? She's short, apparently. She's short. She's 1.69 meters. Where's Arnold Schwarzenegger from? Where's Arnold Schwarzenegger from? He's from Austria. Be careful of the pronunciation of this. It's not Austria, it's us. Austria. She's from Austria. Is Fifth Avenue in New York or is it in Boston? Is Fifth Avenue in New York or is it in Boston? It's in New York. It's in New York, one of the most famous streets in New York. Is New Hampshire a city or a state? Is New Hampshire a city or a state? It's a state. It's a state. What nationality are people from Sweden? What nationality are people from Sweden? People from Sweden are Swedish. People from Sweden are Swedish. Where's Los Angeles? Where's Los Angeles? Los Angeles is in the United States. Los Angeles is in California. Is South Dakota a city or a state? Is South Dakota a city or a state? South Dakota is a state. South Dakota is a state. Is the Manzanares a long or a short river? River. Is the Manzanares a long or a short river? It's a short river. It's a short river. Where's Michael Jordan from? Where's Michael Jordan from? Well, he was born in New York. He grew up in Wilmington, South Carolina. And then, of course, he lived for a very long time in Chicago. I'm not sure if he still lives there or not, but he's now the chairman of the Hornets, a team in South Carolina. So maybe he lives there again. So he was born in New York. He grew up in South Carolina. And then, of course, he achieved fame while playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm happy and you. I'm happy and you. So am I. So am I. Is Kenya a big or a small country? Is Kenya a big or a small country? It's a big country. It's a big country, a very beautiful country. Is Michael Jordan tall or short? Is Michael Jordan tall or short? He's tall. Now, of course, in the world of basketball, he's probably not that tall. I think he's he's about 2 meters, but of course so many of those players are 2 meters, 10 or more. Is Pamplona in the northeast of Spain or is it in the southwest of Spain? Is Pamplona in the northeast of Spain or is it in the southwest of Spain? It's in the northeast of Spain. It's in the northeast of Spain. What nationality are people from Germany? What nationality are people from Germany? People from Germany are German. People from Germany are German. I'm not standing, and you? I'm not standing, and you? Neither am I. Neither am I. Now, of course, you can say, me neither. But I prefer to practice with you the three-word answer. Neither am I. Neither am I. And the opposite? So am I. So am I. Where's Monica Bellucci from? Where's Monica Bellucci from? She's from Italy. She's from Italy. Is Leonardo DiCaprio handsome or ugly? Is Leonardo DiCaprio handsome or ugly? He's a handsome man. He's a handsome man. Is Granada a pretty city or an ugly city? Is Granada a pretty city or an ugly city? Granada is a very pretty city. Granada is a very pretty city. Is Berlin in Germany? Is Berlin in Germany? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Where in Germany is it? Where in Germany is it? It's in the northeast. It's in the northeast of Germany. Where's Michelle Obama from? Where's Michelle Obama from? She's from Chicago. She's from Chicago. Is Penelope Cruz a man or a woman? Is Penelope Cruz a man or a woman? She's a woman. She's a woman. What nationality are people from Switzerland? What nationality are people from Switzerland? People from Switzerland are Swiss. People from Switzerland are Swiss. Now, this is a little bit of an irregular nationality because you would say Roger Federer is Swiss or he is a Swiss. He is, you don't say he's a Swiss. You can say he's a Swiss man, but they're separate words. So he's Swiss. I'm Irish, I'm an Irishman. But there it's one word. Now you can say I'm an Irish man. So Swiss is a little bit irregular in this sense. What nationality are people from Norway? What nationality are people from Norway? People from Norway are Norwegian. People from Norway are Norwegian. Is Vladimir Putin from Russia? Is Vladimir Putin from Russia? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Vladimir Putin. Sorry, Putin. Vladimir Putin is from Russia. Now, let's do a little bit of vocabulary. You've done these lists before, but we repeat the lists so that you can consolidate. The only way to improve your vocabulary is repetition, repetition, repetition. Here we go. Book 3, list 1. Una calle de doble sentido. Una calle de doble sentido. A two-way street. A two-way street. Anuncio en prensa. Anuncio en prensa. Ad. An ad. So you would say an ad on TV, or in American English, a TV commercial. Adversario. Adversario. Adversary. Strong V in there. Adversary. Adversary. Bicho. Bicho. Bug in American English, or insect. Bug or insect. Escueto o conciso. Escueto o conciso. Concise. Concise. Ingeniería. Ingeniería. Engineering. Engineering. Strong G in there. Engineering. I'm an engineer. Don't forget the article. I'm an engineer. Prohibido. Prohibido. Forbidden. Forbidden. Or banned. Also, does the verb to forbid or the verb to ban? Calor. Calor. Heat. Heat. Now, when I was growing up in Ireland, a lot of people had, not anymore, small portable gas heaters in their house. And for this, you needed to buy a cylinder of gas. So many shops in Ireland sold these cylinders of gas. And the main company that supplied these was called Caller Cosin Gas. Caller Cosin Gas. So, Caller, I never thought about this until I came to Spain. I saw, oh, Caller, Calor. Okay. So maybe that's where it came from. Escondido o oculto. Escondido o oculto. Hidden. Hidden. Imparcial. Imparcial. Impartial. Impartial. Now, it's spelled impartial, but pronounced impartial. Impaciente. Impaciente. Impatient. Impartial. Impatient. Impatient. Clase media. Clase media. Middle class. Middle class. Misterioso. Misterioso. Mysterious. Mysterious. Great song by Roy Orbison. If you're looking for a good romantic song, Mystery Girl by Roy Orbison. It was written for him by Bono and The Edge from U2. They wrote it specifically for Roy Orbison. And if you're looking for a beautiful song, and one of the most amazing voices in the history of rock and roll, Roy Orbison, sometimes known as the Big O. He also was later a member of the Traveling Wilburys, along with Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, who maybe isn't that famous around the world, but he's a very famous musical producer. And he was the leading member of a group called Electric Light Orchestra. And Tom Petty was the other member of that group, the Traveling Wilburys. Pessimista. Pessimista. Pessimistic. Don't be so pessimistic. And even though it's spelled with two S's, it sounds like a Z. It's not pessimistic. 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 Importante o significativo. Importante o significativo. Significant or simply important. Significant or important. Sinceridad. Sinceridad. Sincerity. 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 Estratégico. Estratégico. Please be careful of the pronunciation. Strategic. Be careful again, always. Any word beginning with S, followed by a consonant, you have to be careful not to say strategic. 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 Afectar. Afectar. To affect. To affect. Dictar. Dictar. To dictate. To dictate. Prohibir. Prohibir. To forbid. To forbid or to ban, as we said earlier, to ban. Impresionar. Impresionar. To impress. To impress. Coser. Coser. To sew. S-E-W, but pronounced so, to so. Agradecer. Agradecer. To thank. Dar la bienvenida. Dar la bienvenida. To welcome. I welcome you. I welcome them. They welcomed us. Raro. Raro. Uncommon. Or simply rare. Also unusual. So uncommon, rare, unusual. Let's do a little bit of practice with mastering the interrogative. Now, I spend a great deal of my time practicing questions with you, as I do with all students. Why? Because it's difficult in English. You have to formulate, you have to choose the correct interrogative pronoun. When, where, which, how, what. You often have to use an auxiliary verb. And you have to conjugate the main verb. And you have to get the word order right. And this is not easy in English. What's the cure? Practice, practice, practice. Here we go. They lost two games. They lost two games. How many games did they lose? How many games did they lose? I made only two mistakes. I made only two mistakes. How many mistakes did you make? How many mistakes did you make? He did it last night. He did it last night. When did he do it? When did he do it? You know, here again we have our friend, the verb to do, in both auxiliary and main verb form. When you think about it, this makes English a strange language. He did it last night. When did he do it? When did he do it? If you read Shakespeare, for example, there is much less use of auxiliary verbs. Much less use of auxiliary verbs. It's an evolution that has happened in the last maybe 200 years. He did it because I paid him. He did it because I paid him. Why did he do it? Why did he do it? And remember, Shakespeare had to write those plays. He didn't write them for an audience to read them, because his audience was usually at the Globe Theatre in London, which still exists. It was burned down several times, but it still exists. And most of his audience were people who couldn't read or write. So it had to be language that was very beautiful, very poetic, but very accessible. And again, one of the interesting things about Shakespeare is that we don't know a lot about him. We know he was married to Anne Hathaway. We know he was from Stratford-upon-Avon. We know he had children. We know that his father was a glover, a person who made gloves. He made gloves. And he died somewhere in his 40s, but we don't know a great deal about him. And of course, there's a lot of theories that there's even the theory that he didn't exist at all, that he was a pseudonym of several playwrights, including his great rival, Marlowe. Is there evidence he lived? I don't know. But you can see his house if you go to Stratford-upon-Avon. I'm sure there are some documents documenting his birth and death. But I think most people would say he's the greatest writer in the history of the English language. Where was I? Yes, okay. Bronze is made from copper and tin. Bronze is made from copper and tin. What is bronze made from? What is bronze made from? I took Peter to the airport. I took Peter to the airport. Where did you take Peter? Where did you take Peter? I took Peter to the airport. I took Peter to the airport. Who did you take to the airport? Who did you take to the airport? I took Peter to the airport. I took Peter to the airport. Who took Peter to the airport? Who took Peter to the airport? I take Peter to the airport every week. I take Peter to the airport every week. Who do you take to the airport every week? Who do you take to the airport every week? I take Peter to the airport every week. I take Peter to the airport every week. Where do you take Peter every week? Where do you take Peter every week? I take Peter to the airport every week. I take Peter to the airport every week. How often do you take Peter to the airport? How often do you take Peter to the airport? I will take Peter to the airport. I will take Peter to the airport. Who will you take to the airport? Who will you take to the airport? I taught him 3 hours of class. I taught him 3 hours of class. How many hours of class did you teach him? How many hours of class did you teach him? They lent me $100. They lent me $100. How much did they lend you? How much did they lend you? John F. Kennedy became president in 1960. John F. Kennedy became president in 1960. When did John F. Kennedy become president? When did John F. Kennedy become president? Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
We are back, baby. We are f***ing back.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
are back.
Sí, sí, como lo oyes, volvemos a abrir nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75. Así que cuando tengas un ratillo, pásate a vernos. Estaremos encantados de saludarte y ayudarte en tu proceso de compra. Y si no te viene bien, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
¿Quién ha dicho que esta Semana Santa no tienes planes? ¡Has quedado con nosotros! Y tu plan es el Easter Impact. Aprovecha estos días libres y dale un empujoncito a tu inglés con los nuevos programas intensivos de Semana Santa. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Easter Impact. Intensivos de Semana Santa. Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, baugantienda.com.
Back to the program, or welcome to the program if you're just joining me, and thank you for listening. This is Vaughn Radio, this is Radio Baugan, this is Fitz, and this is No Excuses. Let's do a little bit more work with auxiliary verbs. No lo voy a hacer. No lo voy a hacer. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Te dije que no lo iba a hacer. Te dije que no lo iba a hacer. I told you I wasn't going to do it. I told you I wasn't going to do it. Te dije que no lo haría. Te dije que no lo haría. I told you I wouldn't do it. I told you I wouldn't do it. No le he hecho. No lo he hecho. I haven't done it. I haven't done it. Now be careful of the pronunciation of done. D-O-N-E. I've heard some students pronouncing this as done. Done. I haven't done it. Te dije que no lo había hecho. Te dije que no lo había hecho. I told you I hadn't done it. I told you I hadn't done it. No lo habría hecho si no hubiera sido por ti. No lo habría hecho si no hubiera sido por ti. I wouldn't have done it. If it hadn't been for you. I wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for you. I wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for you. No tengo que hacerlo. No tengo que hacerlo. I don't have to do it. I don't have to do it. Strong T and don't. No debo hacerlo. No debo hacerlo. I mustn't do it. I mustn't do it. No debería hacerlo. No debería hacerlo. I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't do it. Now remember, must is always stronger than should. Should is really a recommendation. Must is an imposition. Puede que no lo haga. Puede que no lo haga. I may not do it. I may not do it. I might not do it. I may not do it. I might not do it. No podría haberlo hecho. No podría haberlo hecho. I couldn't have done it. I couldn't have done it. No debería haberlo hecho. No debería haberlo hecho. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it. ¿Por qué no llueve aquí? ¿Por qué no llueve aquí? Why doesn't it rain here? Why doesn't it rain here? Rain. R-A-I-N. Rain. Rain. Why doesn't it rain here? ¿Por qué no han llamado? ¿Por qué no han llamado? Why haven't they called? Why haven't they called? ¿Por qué no está ella lista? ¿Por qué no está ella lista? Why isn't she ready? Why isn't she ready? ¿Por qué no asistirán? ¿Por qué no asistirán? Why won't they attend? Why won't they attend? Why will they not attend? Why won't they attend? ¿Por qué no fuiste? ¿Por qué no fuiste? Why didn't you go? Why didn't you go? ¿Por qué no ha ocurrido? ¿Por qué no ha ocurrido? Why hasn't it happened? Why hasn't it happened? ¿Por qué no ocurre más a menudo? ¿Por qué no ocurre más a menudo? Why doesn't it happen more often? Why doesn't it happen more often? ¿Por qué no estuviste ahí? ¿Por qué no estuviste ahí? Why weren't you there? Why weren't you there? ¿Por qué no estaba listo el informe? ¿Por qué no estaba listo el informe? Why wasn't the report ready? Why wasn't the report ready? ¿Por qué no pudiste hacerlo? ¿Por qué no pudiste hacerlo? Why couldn't you do it? Why couldn't you do it? ¿Por qué no debe ser así? ¿Por qué no debe ser así? Why shouldn't it be like that? Why shouldn't it be like that? ¿Por qué no han empezado todavía? ¿Por qué no han empezado todavía? Why haven't they started yet? Why haven't they started yet? ¿Por qué no cambias de tema? ¿Por qué no cambias de tema? Why don't you change the subject? Why don't you change the subject? Let's do a little quick practice now on still and not anymore. Still not anymore. Is Felipe González still the president of Spain? Is Felipe González still the president of Spain? No, he's not the president of Spain anymore. He's not the president of Spain anymore. Is Mariano Rajoy still the president of Spain? Is Mariano Rajoy still the president of Spain? No, he's not the president of Spain anymore. He's not the president of Spain anymore. Is Pedro Sanchez still the president of Spain? Is Pedro Sanchez still the president of Spain? Yes, Pedro Sanchez is still the president of Spain. He's still the president of Spain. Does Michael Jordan still play basketball in the NBA? Does Michael Jordan still play basketball in the NBA? No, he doesn't play basketball in the NBA anymore. He doesn't play basketball in the NBA anymore. Does LeBron James still play basketball in the NBA? Does LeBron James still play basketball in the NBA? Yes, LeBron James still plays basketball in the NBA. LeBron James still plays basketball in the NBA. Does Spain still have problems with inflation? Does Spain still have problems with inflation? No, Spain doesn't have problems with inflation anymore. Spain doesn't have problems with inflation anymore. Does Australia still have problems with drought? Drought. D-R-O-U-G-H-T. Where it doesn't rain for a long time. Well, yes, Australia still has problems with drought, but right now parts of Australia are having severe flooding. So there's an expression in English, literally true in this case, it never rains, but it pours. So if something goes wrong, it really goes wrong. Or in this case, Australia suffers from drought, then it suffers from flooding. Of course, they also get severe forest fires and bush fires because of the drought. Are people from Africa still emigrating to Europe? Are people from Africa still emigrating to Europe? Yes. People from Africa are still emigrating to Europe. People from Africa are still emigrating to Europe. Does Brazil still have some of the best football players in the world? Does Brazil still have some of the best football players anymore? Does Brazil still have some of the best football players in the world? I think I would say Brazil doesn't have some of the best football players in the world anymore. Not as much as they used to. I remember the 1982 World Cup, which of course took place here in Spain, and you had that great Brazilian team, which had Socrates, Falcao, Zico, and of course they were fantastic to watch. If you watch those games, the games are very, very different to what we see now. They were quite slow. The players seem to walk all the time, but a great deal of skill. Does the Soviet Union still exist? Does the Soviet Union still exist? No. The Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. The Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. Is Sophie Loren still alive? Is Sophie Loren still alive? Yes, Sophie Loren is still alive. Sophie Loren is still alive. Did the Soviet Union still exist when Gorbachev lost power? Did the Soviet Union still exist when Gorbachev lost power? No, the Soviet Union didn't exist. The Soviet Union didn't exist anymore when Gorbachev lost power. The Soviet Union didn't exist anymore when Gorbachev lost power. Is Tio Pepe still a popular drink in Spain? Is Tio Pepe still a popular drink in Spain? Yes, I suppose Tio Pepe is still a popular drink in Spain, but not as popular as it used to be. Do a lot of Spanish people still emigrate to Germany? Do a lot of Spanish people still emigrate to Germany? No. A lot of people don't emigrate to Germany anymore. Some do, but a lot of Spanish people don't emigrate to Germany anymore. Is English still an important language to learn? Is English still an important language to learn? Yes. English is still an important language to learn. English is still an important language to learn. Let's do a bit of work with question tags to practice again. Our old friends, the auxiliary verbs and modal verbs. So, I'll say to you, for example, he's early this morning, meaning he is early this morning. He's early this morning. And I want you to say, he's early this morning, isn't he? He's early this morning, isn't he? So, let's go. He's early this morning. He's early this morning, isn't he? He's early this morning, isn't he? You can swim well. You can swim well. You can swim well, can't you? You can swim well, can't you? Remember, if one side of the equation or sentence is positive, the other one must be negative. I was very quick. I was very quick. I was very quick, wasn't I? I was very quick, wasn't I? It could be done. It could be done. It could be done, couldn't it? It could be done, couldn't it? You won't be late. So you will not be late. You won't be late. You won't be late. You won't be late, will you? You won't be late, will you? This winter hasn't been cold. This winter hasn't been cold. This winter hasn't been cold, has it? This winter hasn't been cold, has it? You shouldn't smoke here. Again, careful of the pronunciation. You shouldn't smoke here. You shouldn't smoke here. You shouldn't smoke here, should you? You shouldn't smoke here, should you? He has finished. He has finished. He has finished, hasn't he? He has finished, hasn't he? I'm not as tall as you are. I'm not as tall as you are. I'm not as tall as you are, am I? I'm not as tall as you are, am I? They always work hard. They always work hard. They always work hard, don't they? They always work hard, don't they? He speaks English well. He speaks English well. He speaks English well, doesn't he? He speaks English well, doesn't he? You can help him. You can help him. You can help him, can't you? You can help him, can't you? You teach English. You teach English. You teach English, don't you? You teach English, don't you? They're learning English. They're learning English. They're learning English, aren't they? And be careful of the pronunciation of aren't. They're learning English, aren't they? He has a lot of books. He has a lot of books. He has a lot of books, doesn't he? He has a lot of books, doesn't he? Now, you can say he has a lot of books, hasn't he? But I prefer he has a lot of books, doesn't he? She is too young. She is too young. She's too young, isn't she? She's too young, isn't she? You eat very quickly. You eat very quickly. You eat very quickly, don't you? You eat very quickly, don't you? We should answer. We should answer the letter. We should answer the letter. We should answer the letter, shouldn't we? We should answer the letter, shouldn't we? John drinks too much. John drinks too much. John drinks too much, doesn't he? John drinks too much, doesn't he? He is greedy. He is greedy. Now, what's greedy? Well, there's the famous film Wall Street, where the main character, Gordon Gekko, says greed is good. Now, greed means you want too much of everything. It can be money, but it could be food, too. He is greedy. It's one of the seven deadly sins. Can I name them all? No, I don't think so. Well, greed, lust. Oh, that's two. Greed, lust, anger is three. Sloth, which is laziness, is four. Envy or jealousy is five. And I'm missing two. That means I could be committing two deadly sins all the time and I don't even know. I'll have to think about it and come back. So he's greedy. He's greedy, isn't he? He's greedy, isn't he? You have a new dress. You have a new dress. You have a new dress, don't you? You have a new dress, don't you? George has just left. George has just left. George has just left, hasn't he? George has just left, hasn't he? He lives at the end of the road. He lives at the end of the road. He lives at the end of the road, doesn't he? He lives at the end of the road, doesn't he? So here are the seven deadly sins. Pride. So I was missing that one. Greed. Wrath. Or also anger. W-R-A-T-H. Envy. Lust. Gluttony. And sloth. I was missing pride and gluttony. So maybe I'm eating too much. And I'm too proud. There we go. He didn't come. He didn't come. He didn't come, did he? He didn't come, did he? You were there. You were there. You were there, weren't you? You were there, weren't you? I can't be late. I can't be late. I can't be late, can I? I can't be late, can I? They don't like to be clean. They don't like to be clean. They don't like to be clean, do they? They don't like to be clean, do they? Maybe this is about pigs, although pigs are not dirty animals. Pigs usually cover themselves in mud to reduce their body temperature. I was watching a very good film yesterday. Maybe I've seen this three or four times, but it's about one of my favorite periods of history, which was the period in England, in Britain, before World War II, when the policy of the British government at the time, of the Conservative government, was appeasement of Germany, appeasement of Hitler. Now, there were solid reasons behind it. They didn't want another war because World War I had been a brutal and severe war where millions of British lives were lost. So they wanted to avoid another war. Winston Churchill at this stage was not, he was a senior member of the Tory party, but he was not a part of the government. And he continued to make speeches about how they were making a huge mistake in appeasement of Hitler. So this film is called the Gathering Storm. The Gathering Storm. And it's the period before World War II, in the years leading up to it. A very interesting film, and a guy called Albert Finney does a brilliant job of playing Winston Churchill. Now, Winston Churchill apparently suffered quite a bit from depression, which he called his black dog. And at one point in the film, he's sitting in the grounds of his house, where he had a lot of animals, including pigs. And he said something interesting. He said, "Dogs look up to you, cats look down on you, pigs treat you as an equal. Pigs treat you as an equal." And of course, the pig is a very intelligent animal. The pig is not stupid. The pig is an extremely intelligent animal. She doesn't play tennis. She doesn't play tennis. She doesn't play tennis, does she? She doesn't play tennis, does she? We got home very late. We got home very late. We got home very late, didn't we? We got home very late, didn't we? I didn't hurt you. I didn't hurt you. I didn't hurt you, did I? I didn't hurt you, did I? You answered my invitation. You answered my invitation. You answered my invitation, didn't you? You answered my invitation, didn't you? He had been to Switzerland. Switzerland. He had been to Switzerland. He had been to Switzerland, hadn't he? He had been to Switzerland, hadn't he? She sang well. She sang, the verb to sing. She sang well. She sang well. She sang well, didn't she? She sang well, didn't she? And one more time. She sang well. Didn't she? She sang well. She sure did. Now, let's do a little bit of practice with two and enough. All right. So I will say to you, for example, let's imagine there are two people in this room. There's Maria and there's Juan. And I say to Maria, "Maria, put Juan in your pocket. Maria, put Juan in your pocket." And Maria says, "I can't. I can't." And I say, "Why can't you?" And she says, "He's too big. He's too big." And I say, "Very good. Now, give me the same meaning, but use the opposite adjective. Use the adjective small." And so she would say, "Whoa, okay. My pocket isn't small enough. My pocket isn't small enough." And so you say, "He's too big. My pocket isn't small enough. My pocket isn't small enough." And I say, "Okay. Now, keep the pocket in the sentence. Keep the pocket in your in the sentence, and use big." And she would say, "My pocket isn't big enough. my pocket isn't big enough. And I say, now let's talk about Juan again. So use Juan, small, and enough. Juan, small, enough. And she would say, he's not small enough. He's not small enough. So let's practice those four again. So Maria, put Juan in your pocket. Put Juan in your pocket and use too big. And so she would say, he's too big. He's too big. And now use Juan, small enough. Juan, small enough. He's not small enough. He's not small enough. And what about your pocket? And use two with your pocket. What about your pocket? My pocket is too small. My pocket is too small. And now your pocket and big. Pocket and big. My pocket isn't big enough. My pocket isn't big enough. So one more time. My pocket isn't big enough. Now, Maria, lift Juan over your head. Lift Juan over your head. And Maria would say, I can't. I can't. And I would say, why can't you? And she'd say, well, because he's too heavy. Because he's too heavy. Very good. Now use Juan light. Juan light. He's not light enough. He's not light enough. All right. Now, Maria, in the first person, I want you to use I'm and strong. I'm and strong. I'm not strong enough. I'm not strong enough. And now first person, I'm and weak. I'm and weak. I'm too weak. I'm too weak. So there we go. I'm too weak. So I'm not strong enough. I'm too weak. He's not light enough. He's not light enough. And he's too heavy. All right, I'm going to ask you some questions now using enough, too much, and too many. Are there too many trees or not enough trees in Spain? Are there too many trees or not enough trees in Spain? Well, Spain actually has a very good level of forestation. Actually, I think Ireland has the lowest level of forestation in the European Union. And until the late 1600s, almost the entire southern part of the island of Ireland was covered by a huge oak forest. And then, of course, what happened? People needed land to farm. And so almost all of this oak forest got chopped down. A part of it still remains near the beautiful town of Killarney in the southwest. And it's one of the oldest oak forests in Europe. So are there too many trees or not enough trees in Spain? Well, there aren't enough trees in Spain. There aren't enough trees in Spain. Is there too much pollution or not enough pollution in Spain? Is there too much pollution or not enough pollution in Spain? Now, Spain is not one of the most polluted countries in the world, but there's too much pollution in Spain. There's too much pollution everywhere. Are there too many cars or not enough cars in Madrid? Are there too many cars or not enough cars in Madrid? There are too many cars in Madrid. There are too many cars everywhere. Is there too much money or not enough money in your bank account? Is there too much money or not enough money in your bank account? I think everyone would say, there's not enough money in my bank account. There's not enough money in my bank account. Is there too much noise or not enough noise in Madrid? Is there too much noise or not enough noise in Madrid? There's too much noise in Madrid. There's too much noise in Madrid. Is there too much rain or not enough rain in Spain? Is there too much rain or not enough rain in Spain? Generally, there's not enough rain in Spain. Now, it depends on the part of the country, but generally speaking, there's not enough rain in Spain. Is there too much corruption or not enough corruption in politics? Is there too much corruption or not enough corruption in politics? There's too much corruption in politics. There's too much corruption in politics. Is there too much money or not enough money in football, soccer? Is there too much money or not enough money in football? There's too much money in football. There's too much money in football. This is something that I talk about with my friends. When I was a kid, I watched a lot of soccer on TV, and those players, you know, you would see, for example, they would drive normal cars. They would drive normal cars. Now they earn, some of them, 300,000 euro a week. And it's just too much money. It creates a divide between, and of course also, it's difficult now to watch soccer on TV. You have to buy pay-per-view. You have to buy pay-per-view, which is a major pity. Let's finish off with the practice of a review of the auxiliary verbs we did earlier on. Okay, here we go. No lo voy a hacer. No lo voy a hacer. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Te dije que no lo iba a hacer. Te dije que no lo iba a hacer. I told you I wasn't going to do it. I told you I wasn't going to do it. Te dije que no lo haría. Te dije que no lo haría. I told you I wouldn't do it. I told you I wouldn't do it. No le he hecho. No le he hecho. I haven't done it. I haven't done it. Te dije que no lo había hecho. Te dije que no lo había hecho. I told you I hadn't done it. Hadn't. I told you I hadn't done it. Now, difficult sentence coming up. So I'll repeat this. No lo habría hecho si no hubiera sido por ti. No lo habría hecho si no hubiera sido por ti. I wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for you. I wouldn't have done it if it hadn't been for you. Thank you so much for joining me today, folks. Have a great day and see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
¿Quién ha dicho que esta Semana Santa no tienes planes? ¡Has quedado con nosotros! Y tu plan es el Easter Impact. Aprovecha estos días libres y dale un empujoncito a tu inglés con los nuevos programas intensivos de Semana Santa. Entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Easter Impact. Intensivos de Semana Santa.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te ve?